All right, bringing that down. Again, that's the October Babies. They are playing at Woodruff Saturday night along with Teeny Water Flea Clock. Sean Blackman is at Wednesday nights at 3rd Street. What else is happening? Saturday night, Electric Six is at Smalls along with Gold. The Circus Boy and Farley's are playing with Clash Dolls at the Ritz. That'll be a hard rockin' show. The Square Boys are playing Saturday night at Kedju Cafe. Bill Grogan's Goat has a show at the AOH Hall on Grand River Avenue for some good Irish rockin' music. Jim McCarty and Mystery Train are playing Saturday night at Dylan's, and Lady Sunshine and the X Band is playing Saturday night at Guy Halloran's. The Detroit Derby Girls have a show at the going on at the Masonic Temple Saturday night, and at the Trumbullplex all day Saturday they are having an unusual music in the afternoon, transitioning into an all night drag party. Should be an interesting night at the Trumbullplex, which is at 4210 Trumbull Avenue in Detroit. Get out and support live music. Coming up is the best of 2011 Motor Live Drive, followed by Old Time Radio here on WHFR Dearborn, the station making waves. Okay, I'm bringing up the wrong program. Let me do the Motor Live Drive Best of Show. And in the meantime, let's continue listening to music. In fact, we've got Bill Grogan's Goat here, and they've got a show again at the AOH Hall on Grand River Avenue in Detroit. And we will play that as we figure out what is wrong with the recording for for the best of show for the Motor Live Drive. Here's Bill Grogan's Goat. The Wild Rovers.
Now I'm returning to Golden Gate Store. I never play the wild rover. Good morning, Brother Pilgrim.
All right, we're still trying to work out the difficulties on that recording. In the meantime, we're going to play some Peter Madcat Ruth. He is playing Thursday night at the Ann Arbor Library. Let's listen.
Just to stand on holy ground. Joshua fought the battle of Jericho, Jericho, Jericho. Joshua fought the battle of Jericho, and the walls came a tumbling down. Jericho, a spear in his right hand. Blow them ram horns, Joshua says, 'cause the battle is in my hand. Well, the ram and the sheep horns began to blow, the trumpets began to sound. Well, Joshua commanded the children to shout, and the walls came a tumbling. Tumbling down.
let me tell you about the shape I'm in. I fooled around and got mad in trouble again. I thought I found a good one, one to treat me right. But all he ever wanted was to say goodnight. I thought I had him eaten out of the palm of my hand. But all he ever wanted was to sing in my band. It's the funky situation where I let come in. Call a fool around and got me in trouble again. Girl, you better take heed to what I'm saying. We think your man been good, girls, he just out playing. He'll tell you anything he think you might want to hear. So he can keep on playing, girls, he has no fear. Now I can tell you, call me, know where I've been. Call a fool around and got me in trouble again. Hey! That's what I got, y'all. In my hand, he lay it on the table just to prove he was a man. It's the funky situation where I let him in. Call the food around and got me in trouble again, y'all. Girls, you better take heed to what I'm saying. When you think your man been good, girls, he just out playing. He'll tell you anything he think you might want to hear, so he can keep on playing. Girls, he has no fear.
It is Lady Sunshine and the X Band off her CD Man Trouble, and that was the song we heard. She's playing Saturday night up at Guy Halloran's. Before that, we heard Peter Madcat Ruth off a CD Madcat and the Cats live at the Ark. doing Jericho, and that he is going to be playing at the Ann Arbor District Library on 5th Street Tuesday. And if you're not familiar with Peter Matt Cat Ruth, he is an amazing harmonica player, a nationally recognized harmonica player who bases himself out of Ann Arbor. Okay, we are still trying to get the problems with the recording taken care of. In the meantime, I'm going to put on some Johnny Bassett. Johnny Bassett is playing at the Northern Lights every Thursday night, and it is a great venue on Baltimore Street in Detroit in the shadows of the Fisher Building. We're going to listen to something off the Gentleman Is Back CD, and you can check him out any Thursday night down at the Northern Lights.
Fellas, got a message for you. Listen up. Think you know your woman? You ain't heard nothing yet. Listen to this. 'Cause she's got some ways.
All right, we're going to bring down Johnny Bassett because we are going to, we're about to go with the pre-recorded best of show. We will interrupt it about 15 minutes in so that we end on time for the radio drama happening at 6 o'clock. Next week on the live drive at 5, we will have Tracy Cash Thomas. And in the upcoming weeks, we've got Critical Bill, Patrick Davey and the Ghost, White Shag, Tone and Niche, a whole bunch of people plan to come in the next couple of weeks. But tonight, it is a pre-recorded show. Hope you enjoy the best of 2011. Here we go. Oh, that's Buddy Smith.
Well, I'm talking about the big spoon now. Restaurant right around the corner. Get a little shot, almost anything you wanna. Yes, I'm talking about. Talk about the Crazy Spoon. Yes, I am. Yes, I am. No, I am. Well, yeah. They've got red beans and rice, ham hocks too, cornbread and collard greens. Don't forget that a gumbo soup. There's a restaurant right up the street. Where good friends they come and meet. So I'm talking about. Come on, y'all. Talk about the greatest room. Wow, wow. Yes, I am. Sweet potato pie. All the trimmings on the side. Talking about the night. Breathe. Crazy smile. Crazy smile. Yeah. Restaurant right around the corner. Get a little shot. Don't forget that a gumbo stew. There's a restaurant just up the street. Welcome friends, they come and meet. Well, talking about, talking about the greasy bone. Yes, I am. Yeah, yeah. 6 feet, standing me, talking about the greens, that's right, hungry. Come on down, come on down. Greasy. Hey, 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 yeah, yeah. Come on down now. Wanna see you there. Yeah, yeah.
Charles Buddy Smith and his Resurrection Band, along with McKinley Jackson, that featured Joey Kingfish, who's a guitar player who's played with literally everybody. He's 73 years old.
That's right. And keep in mind, if you enjoy any of these particular shows, they are all the entire show is available on the podcast. So that Buddy Smith's show was April 14th. So if you enjoyed it, you can go back and listen to the entire performance.
That's right. You can do that with all of these.
That's right.
But trying something a little different. After that, what week was that? The Blue Collar Boys came in June 16th. And, they were mainly a cover band, but they're some of the best musicians in town. On guitar, they had Dylan Dunbar. And on bass, they had Tony Muggs, who plays a keyboard bass. He had a stroke a number of years ago, and he was a bass player before that, but learned to, after he overcame his disabilities, and learned how to play bass again on a keyboard. And you can't really tell the difference.
No, it sounds great. And they joke, they call the band the Blue Collar Boys, but they've been working so much that they might become the White Collar Boys. they've been doing a lot of shows. It's a great band. I can't remember who the vocalist was.
No,
but,
I can't remember right now.
I remember the song they did, Long Tongue Tall Sally. It was a unique version of it.
Now, the version they did, they told us that they took it off a Cactus record. Now, Cactus was a band that Jim McCarty, another local Detroit guitar player, had. So it's a little bit different than Little Richard. Why don't we give it a try? Thank you.
and she found him in the alley. Hey! Sugar, wanna have me some fun tonight? I'm gonna sell a sheep, build a speech he got. Everything a summer man needs, I.
Blue Collar Boys.
They were here on July 16th. Next band we got queued up is a guy named Paul Warren. Ran into him at a club one night. Somebody introduced us to him and said, told him about our show, and that when he found out we did live performances, he wanted to come in. We really weren't too familiar with who he was, but he's got quite a history.
Well, let me tell you a little bit about that. In the late 60s, when he was 16 years old, he was called into Motown to do a session with the Temptations. He played lead guitar on Papa Was a Rolling Stone. After that, he joined his guitar player in Rare Earth and moved out to L.A. His current gig right now, he's playing in a little band with a singer named Rod Stewart. He's been playing with Rod Stewart for the last,
Oh, I think 11 or 12 years.
Yeah.
And the week before he was here, he was on tour, and they had done played at a 2,000 seat venue with Rod Stewart. And the week after he left here, he was going out to Vegas for a 2-week stint. So while he was in town, he came down to Motor.
That's right. That's the amazing thing about this. You never know who's going to show up, and the music is always amazing. Why don't we try something that's an original song called High Price to Pay?
Now it's just no use, and you regret the way you
Paul Warren, it sounded great. We took it to a club and played this at the U Detroit Cafe and on the big speakers inside a big club. It sounded really cool.
It really did. It was August 11th, Paul came in. And a week later, the guy who introduced us to Paul, Big Al,
yeah,
he was he came in with Rachel May and the Mess Arounds.
No, the Difficulties.
Oh, the Difficulties.
The Difficulties. Rachel May, Rachel May, and there were other names that went along with that Difficulties part, but now they're just simply the Difficulties, featuring Rachel May on vocals and Big Al from the Broken Arrow Band. Now the Broken Arrow Band really is broken because he's gone.
That's right. He's with Rachel.
They
do a great job.
Oh,
saw
him
over at Kelly's Bar a couple weeks ago and for Al's birthday party, and wow, that place just rocked.
Yeah. Rachel May is a writer for the Free Press and the entertainment editor, and for years she was a singer in a heavy metal band called Broadzilla.
That's right.
And I was really surprised that big voice she used for heavy metal sounds great singing the blues.
So August 18th, they came into the studio, and the song that they did was Little by Little?
Yeah, an old blues song. So let's give it a go.
Thank you.
Rachel May with Big Al, The Difficulties.
That show was August 18th. It wasn't easy picking the bands that we use on this Best of 2011 show.
Tough.
We tried to not only pick some of the best shows, but also have a variety. So thinking back now, there's a few bands that I realize aren't on this list, but oh my goodness, they're so hard to decide which ones to choose. The next band we got queued up is one of the more unusual bands that we had in. It was a saxophone player and guitarist, along with Nardo Navda and all his electronic equipment.
Yeah, it was Nardo has been into music for a number of decades. He's originally from Detroit. He's been doing music out in L.A. and in Austin. And he finally came back home, and he's bringing things back home to Detroit. His band, Loren, is an acoustic electric band. In fact, I think I called him an acoustic electrosonic wave of music. So, yeah, Nardo would start off on various electronic instruments, and then the guitar would come in, and the saxophone would come in, and, you've just got to hear it to see what it's really like.
Really?
Thank you.
Loren.
Loren with Nardo Navdo. And that show was on November 17th. He had all this electronic equipment in here, and he even had a theremin hooked up to that, to his keyboard in that. It was a pretty amazing sight to watch him work all the knobs and buttons out there.
And that, and all we could hear, yeah, in the studio, all you could hear was a little guitar and a little horns, and you had to go out and listen to the radio to get the full thing.
Yeah, because it was plugged direct. Yeah.
So it was an interesting show. And following that, we had an even more interesting show. We had a reunion of a band from the 80s called the Seatbelts.
Oh, that was a good day. We had fun that day. Well, we have fun every day. But Rick Mills and just a bunch of old rock and rollers came in and had a blast.
Yeah, we had
I think they did more songs in that show than any other band has ever performed. Because they were all like 2.5 minutes long.
Yep. Yes, all their songs are 2.5 minutes. They did a lot of originals. In fact, they were, played bookies and were right on the edge, between punk and new wave, and played all around town. And they took a long hiatus for about 20 years, and just got together about a year ago. And I think this was their fifth show.
That's
coming
right.
in to play on the Motor Live Drive at
December 8th, they came in to play on the Live Drive at 5.
Well, you want to hear what they're like?
Yeah. What song did they do?
Well, they did. Let's see. We did something called The Daredevil.
Ah.
In fact, my baby is The Daredevil.
Woo.
Take it away. Seatbelts. What more can I say?
They were here December 8th, and they were one of the elder rock and rollers in town. But back on May 12th, we had one of the youngest bands we've had in. The band ranged it from age 13 to 16, I believe.
Yep.
And this summer they played the MyFest, and they've been playing around. They've been playing some big shows.
That's right. They're called Shockwave, and we've got something. They do a cover of a Metallica song called Seek and Destroy.
Seek
I'd like to let those guys keep going. But we've got a couple more things we want to get in here. In fact, they went on for quite a while. Like Margaret said, they went on the MyFest. They've done a whole lot of stuff. But we've got one more band to get in here.
October 27th, Horse Cave Trio came into the station, and they kind of improvised on a couple of songs and did a song called Wild. We're going to close out today's Best of 2011 with Horse Cave Trio doing something called Wild. Are you ready, Mr. White?
I think we are. In fact, In fact, the Horse Cave Trio, they even did a little motor theme song for us. So what can I say? We're going to have to get them up here, and if we can.
Well, I want to talk a little bit more about Shockwave then, because the drummer was the young kid, and he was the singer as well as the leader of the band. And at his age, and he's got the energy and the enthusiasm and the stamina to be able to play drums and sing.
Yeah, but so, these guys, we got to get some Rockabilly Fury up here with the Horse Cave Trio.
All right. You got it ready now?
We got it ready. We're ready to rock, ready to go.
Have a happy holiday and have a safe new year. And don't forget, on January 5th, Motor Live Drive turns 5, and we'll be featuring Melvin Davis and the United Sound and Pat Lewis. Let's take it away with Horse Cave Trio. We'll be listening. Hope you'll be listening next year.
God, baby.
Let's do it. Live on the motor drive. I go live.
the Motor Live Drive at 5. Tune in next week for Melvin Davis for our 5-year anniversary. Stay tuned for Old Time Mystery Theater. And that was a pre-recorded